This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Dr. Steve Pachinik's coming on. I wanted to get him on about Bolton. Now this weird video of him supposedly in the Middle East, but Chuckie Schumer just had a press conference about 45 minutes ago, and he was just up there saying Trump could be working for these people, he could be working for those people. We don't know when he talks to world leaders. So remember when he would meet with Putin in public and he'd shake his hand? They'd go, he shook his hand! It's a proof he's a Russian agent! He can't meet alone with the Russians! I mean, they'll see the big board! Like it's Dr. Strangelove. Meanwhile, Obama's on tape saying, hey, as soon as I win re-election, I can do a lot more. Be sure to tell Vladimir. I will tell Vladimir. So this is how they're trying to paralyze everything. Well, now they're just saying the president can't even operate as the presidency. The bureaucracy is just saying he talks to anybody, it's treason. And so this is what Schumer was just saying.
Now, it seems like every day, some new revelation emphasizes our request for relevant witnesses and documents in this trial and gives it momentum. There's been a steady drip, drip, drip of information. The truth leaking out in one explosive article after another. In that sense, this is reminiscent of Watergate. Emails were released over the Christmas break showing that the delay on military assistance was placed 91 minutes after the president's July 25th call with President Zelensky. Emails from Michael Duffy revealed that he had, quote, clear direction from the president to continue the hold on military assistance. And yesterday, the New York Times reported on several stunning chapters from Ambassador Bolton's book, including the admission by Mr. Bolton that he was ordered by the president to continue freezing military assistance to Ukraine until it was announced the political investigations he was seeking. The details from Ambassador Bolton get to the very heart of the first article of impeachment. The same New York Times story places Mick Mulvaney at the center of this plot. He's a more important witness probably than Bolton. And the emails from Duffy and Blair, the two other witnesses we seek, are even more relevant as this information comes out. So I understand why Leader McConnell and President Trump wanted a very short, incredibly rushed trial. Because the longer it goes on, the more likely that new evidence and more new evidence will come out that further implicates the president. Now just look at the other New York Times report last night about Ambassador Bolton's book. Several members of the administration had concerns about the president's dealings with autocrats, particularly Xi of China and Erdogan of Turkey. Did the president have financial interests at stake when he was talking to Erdogan, Orban, Xi, and others? Maybe his kids had some economic interest at stake. And did it impact our nation's foreign policy with those countries? Those questions are not the subject of the president's impeachment trial. But this report should be a warning sign to any Republican in the Senate. If you vote with the White House to suppress and cover up evidence, the odds are strong that the truth, will eventually come out. In a few weeks or a few months, do my Republican colleagues want to pick up the paper and read that one of the witnesses they blocked had crucial information about the president's misconduct? That the documents they voted to hide turned out to shed real damning light on the truth? At this point, how can Senate Republicans not vote for the witnesses and documents we are seeking?
Well, Bolton famously, you know, making up the WMDs for the New York Times. Now he's back doing it again. But you heard him. My gosh, the president talking to anybody is treason. He's just not allowed to. And who knows what could be going on. This from the very same leftists that have sold this country out of the Chi-Coms and others. everything they've done, like Dianne Feinstein, basically a TRICOM officer, is now what they're blaming Trump and our military and the American people with. These people are unbelievable.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the political establishment in this country that's allied with the Chi-Coms and the globalist model really thinks the American people are ignorant about basic systems, and they're betting all of their chips on that. Because now they're openly trying to cripple the presidency, absorb a branch of government for the bureaucracy, and say the president can't talk to the Turkish leader, he can't talk to Xi Jinping. The left's usually worshiping the communist Chinese leadership. But now Trump, if he just joined us, we'll play the clip coming up again, a short piece of it, might be a Chi-Con agent. We just don't know. We've got to have this trial go on forever. So I wanted to get Dr. Steve Pachinik on because he knows Ambassador Bolton and is aware of their neocon ways and warned Trump at the time. I remember he was on a couple of years ago. I was like, what the hell are you doing, Trump, bringing Bolton in? We exposed Fiona Hill, all of them, with Soros and globalist operatives. Now there's video on InfoWars.com of John Bolton reportedly seen wandering around Qatar. But here's the thing. Politico says, oh, he is there, says his spokesperson, on personal business. So it probably is him. What is he doing walking around? What kind of weirdness is he involved in? I know Steve Pachinik was here a month ago, and he said, listen, you better not make up something about the president and engage in this deception. It'd be good for you to go overseas and hang out. Maybe he's telling the weather's nice over there. But Dr. Steve Pachinik joins us, co-wrote a bunch of books with Tom Clancy, ran a lot of different black ops operations out of the State Department and other agencies. Doesn't need any introduction. StevePachinik.com. Thanks for joining us. Wow, what a crazy time to be here watching the media and the Democrats say that if the president tells people what color placemats to have in the dining room, that it's somehow an abuse of power. What the hell's going on here?
What you see is what I've said a long time ago. It's pretty much the death knell, not for the president. It is for Congress. It is for the Senate. It is for our congresspeople. The reason for that is what they're showing you is that through a series of processes, they came up to a reality that had no correspondence to what really happened. The President of the United States can do whatever he wants. If the worst thing he did is he's delayed the export of weapons, big deal. We had Bolton, who was in charge of creating a war in Iraq, Afghanistan, along with Cheney and Bush, and Schiff was behind this, and Schumer, and they all supported war in Iraq and Afghanistan and in Yemen where thousands are dying. It becomes a farce. As I've said before, Bolton has been known for three administrations to be a pathological liar, a pathological coward, a man who will send us to war, but at the same time will refuse to serve us in war as he did in Vietnam or Iraq. Now, if the administration can't handle that, That's sad. I said a long time ago, Trump has to be a lot tougher than he is and was. He couldn't allow the neocons to come in. At the same time, Bolton should have been arrested for a lot of things. Number one, when you put out that kind of information on a public book, which he received $2.4 million, I can assure you I could never publish that book under even a Clancy franchise. And the reason for that is it should have been cleared by the National Security Agency and all the intelligence agency, and that is a issue which was not done. In other words, whatever he wrote in the commercial book was not allowed to be present. And the public,
so the normal screening process and law was not followed, but a lot of world leaders are afraid to talk to Trump now because it's paralyzing that they can't even talk candidly or tell him classified stuff because the Democrat operatives are all there writing down fake twisted notes and then use the secrecy to leak disinformation, then they don't get in trouble. And so it's basically a total penetration of national security and no such thing as any form of privacy that a normal family would enjoy inside their own house. Now the Oval Office is literally a giant fishbowl.
Well, let's put it this way. Number one, Trump keeps counsel to himself and to Ivanka and to Jared Kushner and, for the most part, one or two other people. I'm not sure that...
No, I agree, but I'm saying the Democrats would like to put out that idea that you can't deal with Trump so that confidence is lost in him and America.
Well, that's fine. They can put out whatever they want. But President Xi appreciated what Trump had said about transparency in China, about the fact that Xi had done an appropriate seclusion of different areas, and he tied off Hunan and Hubei because of the flu epidemic. But more importantly, Erdogan will not change his attitude to Trump because he received $6 billion. President Xi will not turn his attitude away from Trump. Putin is laughing his way into the Kremlin. He thinks this is a joke. What's really happening at this particular point is the absurdity of our representatives and how little they really do in a time of need. Right now, we have a world epidemic. Is it going to affect America? Maybe yes, maybe no. Has there been a Surgeon General appointed? I haven't seen any. Has public health service officers been appointed? I haven't seen any. Has Schumer ever said anything about any national security issue other than what they think is a national security issue, which is really not a national security interest?
Yeah, the crisis is they can't sell off America anymore to the highest bidder. I totally agree. So them making total fools of themselves, as even mainline polls show, they don't seem to get it. What's wrong with Schiff and Pelosi and Schumer? They don't get what clowns they are?
No, they literally think in their world they have achieved the apex of success. In other words, remember what they really do. They just sit there and they talk to one another and create committees upon committees. And they decided that for this one final time, they're going to impeach a president, whatever that really means. And they thought Nixon was the model for this. They're wrong. Number two, there is no national security problem we had with the Ukraine or even what Trump has done. Number three, they're becoming so irrelevant that they really cannot admit the fact that there is no position anymore for you, Schumer. You're not relevant in a world where we're doing quantum encryptions, we're working at a rate that's algorithmic, and you are not relevant. Neither is any one of your representatives. Pelosi's finished. The mob is finished. The Italian and Jewish influence in Congress is finished. We're on to another type of reality, and that reality is called business. The business of foreign policy is what Trump understands, and he will continue to make deals with China, which he has, phase one. He will go into phase two, and then eventually, I predict, he will make a deal with North Korea. So now what you see is Trump keeps going on despite all the impediments, which, by the way, is really feeding Trump's need to achieve more. What they don't understand, and they're not very smart when it comes to the dynamics of Trump, is that the more you come up against him, the more he will do to achieve success for other people. So the trials and tribulations of putting together a hotel in New York City took him 8 years, but he did it. He put it on there. He did Woolner Memorial when Koch couldn't do anything. So the more you fight against him as a Democrat, you really self-destruct. And that's what's happening to Schumer.
Because Trump would have... Trump would have taken them into the table. Trump would have taken them, you know, in and let them have a seat in all this. But now they've made themselves enemies.
I'm not, you know, the point that's coming out, Alex, is what you said. They're not relevant. Yeah, he doesn't need them at the table. He doesn't need them for anything. He doesn't need them for an approval of a treaty. He doesn't need them for him to say to the publishers of Bolton's book, you violated national security. Here are the issues. We're going to sue you. And there's no relevance to the veracity. So what's happening is the presidency becomes more important in a way that's interesting, not in a way that we've known in the past, with the Mitt Romneys who are ineffectual, with the Obamas who were ineffectual and came out of the CIA, or the Boltons who worked for Cheney and Bush. What's coming out is the very nature of America, which is entrepreneurial.
We've got to go to break. Let's come back. Let's come back in just a few minutes to talk about what's going to happen to Bolton. Stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Steve Pachinik, a really smart guy, is our guest, and he's a consummate individual that's seen things from so many different angles. Been a medical doctor, psychiatrist, run psych wards, been in the military, done secret operations, regime change, Camp David Accords, I mean, you name it, he's seen a hell of a lot of stuff. That's why he was the main source guy for Tom Clancy. Everybody's like, who's this guy he's getting all this from? Well, it's Dr. Steve Pachinik, and we really appreciate him coming on the show. And he's been very visionary about things. He'd come on this show 18, 19 years ago, I guess early 2002, February 2002, when he first came on and said Bin Laden's really dead. They're going to roll his dead body out later. He's on ice. And he'd been in the CFR and, you know, been this big monkey mug, but he resigned out of it saying, you're obsolete. Everything's going to move out of the East and West Coast. It's going to move to the center of the country and the South, and we're going to have to innovate, and the EU is going to fall, and the whole New World Order is going to go down. And I'm like, wow, this guy's really too optimistic. I said, maybe 20, 30 years from now. But no, he's been saying that about 15 years, and it's really happening. So when he puts a good face on it, we still got a lot of problems with incompetence and things and laziness and corruption. But yeah, Hollywood is falling apart. They're America hating. They don't get it. The most popular stuff out there is people saying how much they hate Hollywood. But Hollywood's still arrogant. So are the Crypt Keeper, Pelosi and Schumer. And they just don't quit. Now they're saying the president might be a Chinese agent when they're the ones up to their eyeballs in Chi-Com money. It's just insane. So let's get more into this. You are a psychiatrist. You don't want to violate the Goldwater rule and to diagnose them from afar. But I think just in general, diagnosing their group psychology, mob psychology, kind of Hitler in the bunker, delusionalism. What would you call this?
What it is, it's predictable. It's called what Jerry Post wanted to say and Dr. Lee wanted to say about Trump, that he had malignant narcissism. In fact, it is Schumer, Pelosi, and the Democrats who have a very serious problem of narcissism, meaning that their sense of self-worth is so inflated that they don't realize they're really entering into the self-destruction of their own position and their own party. And it's a wonderful thing to see, because Trump just increased the velocity at which these people will basically fall apart. He will get reelected. There's no question about it. And every American who's watching this show is going to say, you know what? They've wasted my time and money. In the meantime, there was a flu epidemic going around the world. Nothing was said. In the meantime, Trump has made a deal with China, and the economy is still roaring up. So what you have, correct, we can say there's self-delusion, but there's so much self-delusion because they have nothing else to do. Nancy Pelosi is basically what we call an idiot savant. We had to teach her on this show that we are a republic, not a democracy. So she went back and read all about the republic. Schumer is an idiot savant because he has nothing else to do. They went to the best schools. They wanted to be the best positioned people in the world, and they are nobody. They're not really relevant to our treaties. They haven't served our country. And so what they're seeing is the death knell. They hear it, and they have nothing else to do but scream, yell, reach out, grab whatever they have like children, and hold on to it. And then eventually they will die a very quiet death.
Can I ask you your next prediction? Because you've been dead on so far, frighteningly so. So looking at Dr. Stephen Chinnick crystal ball, when I go out the streets, I probably shake 200 hands before somebody drives by and says, F you, Russian spy, or something like that. But now I go out in huge crowds, and really no one anymore says, F you, Russian spy, or F you, this or that. Leftists kind of have their mouths open and don't know what to do. So I see a collapse in the piranha-like hatred of their minions and their useful idiots just on the streets of America, out there with the people. And a real confidence in America, and even polls show racial division is at all-time lows. Everything they tried, it's having the opposite effect. People, it seems, the knowledge of the street is accelerating, and people are getting it. And, again, I see their own foot soldiers absolutely now not knowing what to do and wanting to join us, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, you hit it on the head. Without being, you know, vainglorious, you have been very modest. But thanks to you and the alternative media, what's ironic is the alternative media, and I've said this 17 years ago, is becoming the mainstream media, because when you see the New York Times, they're going to talk to you about the very simple nuances of the words of the nobody reads that nonsense. When you see Hollywood, nobody's watching the Oscars. Nobody watched the Golden Globes. Nobody gives a damn about the grannies. That's antiquated. With Schumer, with Pelosi, anything from California, including the state itself, is not relevant. They're losing 340 people a day into areas like Florida, Texas, Carolinas, where we don't have any tax.
So they're like somebody in 1920 that owns a horse buggy factory and is confident that the automobile is just a fad, is going to go away. They are still betting on the horse, and they think that their time is just now coming.
Well, you hit it on the head. It's not only they're betting on the horse, they're riding the horse, they're feeding the horse, and then what they're doing, and they don't even understand it, is they're beating the horse. Now you hit it on the head. They're beating their own horse so that eventually they're falling and the horse is dying, and they tried to do this with our country, but fortunately people listen to you.
By the way, I don't mean to be aggrandizing towards you, but I thought of that and knew you'd finish the metaphor. We didn't set that up. That was cool right there.
We think alike, but honestly,
well, all we're doing is talking about what they're doing. That's why. I mean, that's what they're doing. Is how long can they beat the dead horse?
They, as long as they have the next few months, and then at the end you will see that they are finished. And then people like Mitt Romney, who are draft dodgers and religious hypocrites, makes the Mormon church look terrible. And he's a Mormon elder, and he's disgusting. He's Bain Associates, a corrupt institution, went to MIT, which I'm now ashamed of as a school. And there he is saying, oh, I think we should have witnesses. Who the heck are you, Romney? You're the most corrupt, ineffectual, cowardly American I've known, on the level where you were governor of Massachusetts. You ran to Utah. You're such a prostitute of the Mormon church. It's disgusting. Even the Mormon church doesn't want you. And I have respect for the Mormon church, because they develop people like Brent Scowcroft and John Huntsman. And he has to compete against Huntsman, who's worth far more billions than he is, and was our ambassador to China and Russia. Mitt Romney is nothing. As his wife said to me in response to what you and I said, he was a draft dodger. She said, oh, no, he had a very hard mission in Paris as a preacher. Really? During the Vietnam War. He was exposed to all of the French accoutrements while we were, you know,
Francois and red wine. We'll be right back then, getting your next predictions for what's going to happen in this trial, what you think Trump's doing good, what you think Trump is doing bad, because there's no doubt the White House listens to InfoWars and Dr. Steve Pachinik of stevepachinik.com. And please don't forget, listeners, that when you tell people about the show, the live feeds, the local radio stations, however you're listening, when you spread the word, it isn't just helpful, it's...
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real. Satanism's real. The pedophile elite are real. But we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. Should have hidden it, should have you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am not an opportunist. I'm a trendsetter. My goal is to promote the lifestyle and freedom and things that I think are great up against the tyranny that the globalists promote, because I believe you're going to want to buy in to having a free, open, truly constitutional renaissance-based system or the American system versus the CHICOM system or the EU, you know, return of modern nobility models, or all those old systems we rejected. And so that's what InfoWars promotes. Notice, for the last few months, I'm saying, hey, our great vitamin D3 is known in all these big studies to really be antiviral and very strong and the equivalent of getting sunlight in the winter. It's getting sun that helps boost your immunity, and it's people that have the deficiencies that are open to this stuff. And again, knock on wood, I haven't had a fever in over 4 years, and it's because I take fish oil every day that also has some of the best sources of natural vitamin D3. So, yes, we still have our vitamin D3 with vitamin K, 33% off, even though it's very close to selling out. I'm going to keep it there until it sells out. But the good news is we do have quite a bit, still it's going to sell out too, of Ultimate Fish Oil, three different types of high-quality fish oil, krill, which technically isn't fish, and, of course, the wild salmon and the anchovies. They're all in there. It's excellent. And this really is the best, highest quality fish oil you can find. It's also put through the process of having any mercury that's there naturally removed. That's why this is high-end fish oil. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you're worried about the flu and you're worried about all this stuff, you notice we're promoting this all the time. Before all this broke out, I'm saying, you need this for viral outbreaks. I hardly ever get sick. I'm not like opportunistically now saying, hey, you need to get this because of the outbreak in China. We're selling a hell of it because people know I've been promoting it and getting it. See, that's trend setting. And it's not much trend setting to know that fish oil is good for you. I can be in a bad mood, exhausted, already been working 18 hours. I got to do some overnight radio show. Used to, I'd drink a half bottle of wine and drink four cups of coffee. That doesn't work for me. Big old juicy fish oil. So good to wake me up, and it makes you sleep better. So stuff it does for your body is really amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, and it also does something magic. It funds this operation. So if I was you and you've been on the fence about fish oil or vitamin D3, I think now's the time to start taking it, because in the winter you're not getting sun, and that's why a lot of people are so sickly. Well, this is the natural way to get it without the sun, InfoWarsStore.com. Now going back to Dr. Steve Pachenik of stevepachenik.com, you got the floor of the next, this segment, what we have left of the next segment, looking into the crystal ball, other angles you want to cover. But first, Bolton, you knew he'd be their star witness months ago and again a month ago. You said, hey, you ought to get out of the country. I don't think that was a threat, just a friendly thing. Whatever you meant by it, now there's this video, looks like him, Political reports he is actually in Qatar. What do you make of that, and what Bolton supposedly is going to be testifying to as this star witness? And how is a guy known for lying about WMDs with the Office of Special Plans and all these other groups? What is this known liar, again, teamed up with his old cohorts, his old conspirators at the New York Times? How does this known certified liar have any credibility?
He has none. The real issue here, Alex, as you know very well, number one, when I came on the show and I warned him, you're not going to testify, I got all kinds of problems from upstairs in my intelligence community, but I was telling them, you know, cool it. Number one, Bolton will eventually be found to be a liar and a pathological liar and corrupt. The key issue here is not Bolton, my friend. It's what I said all along about Trump. Either he's going to order William Barr to force Simon & Schuster, which is a corrupt publishing company. I was with them. They're incompetent. They're losing money. It's going to force Simon & Schuster to cease and desist the publication of that book. Return the $2.4 million, or they will be brought into court. Right now, I have not seen William Barr do one thing, one arrest on the Epstein case, an arrest on Bolton, an arrest on any of the neocons who've been involved, and Barr is compromised. I'm saying now, if William Barr cannot act as a proper attorney general, where he knows for a fact, and I know for a fact because I'm in the publishing business, Simon & Schuster's out of their mainstream legal fund. In other words, this is totally inappropriate for Simon & Schuster to have gotten this information, to have been cleared through the intelligence community, to have been cleared through the National Security Agency, and he cannot arrest Bolton and Simon & Schuster, the head of it, Barr should resign. As I said before, he never did anything in the Epstein case. I've said before, he's highly compromised, worked with George Bush. And this man, Barr, who thinks he's so smart, it was his father who hired Epstein for the Dalton Day School for the Women. And he was the one who converted, no offense, from Judaism to Catholicism. Now he sees Jesus. Well, that's good for him. But he better see the writing on the wall from people like me who are saying you're incompetent, you haven't done your job, and if you can't do it, get the hell out of the office and stay away, because you are now on notice that you did nothing with Epstein. You made up the most nonsensical stories about a man killing himself in the cell by himself. Secondly, Pompeo's getting hit. I got to give him credit for having hit the NPR lady and said this was inappropriate. So that means that Trump has to back up Pompeo. He has to get rid of the attorney general, and he's got to start cutting down on the number of people in the State Department, in the White House, in the intelligence community. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen anything since the last time we talked that he's any tougher, any firmer with his ideas about what has to happen in the United States. And secondly, we have a coronavirus coming in. For the most part, we will be safe. I can guarantee that. The reason I can guarantee is because I treated a patient a month ago, was really the first case of the coronavirus before it was ever reported, of a gentleman who met with a Chinese individual and got the pneumonia and was treated with high doses of antibiotics. And I happen to know this individual very well, because that individual happens to be me. And I was the first case to have it in the United States. And now I'm saying to the Public Health Service and the Attorney General, get your act together. It's not coming outside of China. You already have Chinese students in every major university who have been contaminated, and you haven't gone through the major universities at Harvard, Princeton, Gainesville University of Florida, Florida State University. They all have Chinese students who have been infected or have.
Well, I was about to say, I mean, I have no doubt that a lot of weird pneumonia comes out of there. You may have gotten that, and I'm sure you're right. I mean, you are a doctor. What I'm saying is, obviously, there's a lot more of it going on than we even know about. Get into what happened to you. I want to, because I know you were sick a while back. What happened?
Well, what happened is a month and a half ago,
I remember because you were on and looked good, and then you came on. I said during the break, not to you, I said, man, he looks like he almost died, and your head was shaved. I mean, you look better now, but what the hell happened?
What happened is I got the pneumonia, and it turned out to be a week and a half after I met a Chinese student who came out of Gainesville and didn't speak English too well, came from the Wuhan area. There was no notice of the coronavirus, but fortunately, I'm a pretty good doctor. I'm a board examiner, so I did what I normally do. You don't get an X-ray. I don't get a sputum, because most doctors are not clinically adroit, so I did and took a lot of antibiotics, about 3,000 milligrams of it. Took me a week and a half, a lot of fluids, rest, bed rest, and then I'm fine. But right now, we're not going to have an epidemic. The United States is fine. But instead of looking outside, I would suggest that we get a public health service surgeon general who will look at the different universities and look right now at what we
have. Hold on. I want to hear more about this, because I remember when you were super sick and couldn't come on a month and a half ago. When you came back on, I was like, wow, he really looks like he's been, you know, sick. And then you said, yeah, I've been sick, but I'm okay now. Now you look better. And I want to talk about that idea. Trump shouldn't create a panic, but I agree. He should have a Surgeon General by now, and they should say, we're looking at this. And so if something is really bad, then they don't look like they were caught flat-footed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
You know, what Dr. Steve Pachinik said was pretty amazing earlier, but he said hundreds of those things here on the show that turned out to be true. People are always like, this guy says he was in that operation and this operation and that one, and you go look it up and he was. And a lot of times the feds come after him when he says stuff on the show. So I didn't know he was going to say that John Bolton stuff. He's been called into federal court, you name it. But I know when he said, hey, maybe the first case. Potentially, yes, because I remember when he was really sick, he wouldn't say why a few months ago. But that's what I haven't seen this much pneumonia-like symptoms. I'm not a doctor like him. Since my uncle and my dad's great uncle and my cousin all lived on the same ranch, three houses up on the top of our ranch family hill, the old family place. There's four ranch houses, but they lived in three of them. They all got it. They all died in a couple weeks. And when I talked to the doctors there in East Texas, it was in Palestine, is the nearest big hospital, about 30 miles away. They were like, yeah, Alex, this is a big cover-up by the CDC. It's some kind of really bad pneumonia virus. There's people dying all over the place. They were wheeling dead people out while I was there for the week my uncle died. And, man, he got it, and he said he couldn't breathe, went to the hospital, and he was dead a week later. He was in a coma a day later. Very, very sad to watch that happen. I haven't heard so much of this and gotten so many calls from others around the country it's going on since then. That's why I've been on air before we even heard about the coronavirus in the last few weeks saying, something's going on. You better get your vitamin D3. You better get your sunshine. You better get your clean water. You better wash your hands, especially when you're around foreign students, because we know that's where a lot of this stuff pours in. So I wanted to ask you, obviously, if they're saying it's a pandemic now, it's much worse than they've said. If you were sick a month and a half ago from this, it probably was the same thing or some similar type virus. Why does so much of it come out of China? I know that one time I interviewed you when you were in North Korea. I mean, you go all over the place, took photos and sent them to me from there. Why does so much stuff come out of China?
It's a good question. Number one, let me assure your audience and the American audience, we're not pandemic. We have control of this. This will be controlled. I don't want everybody panicking. Number two, Alex knows this. I have supported him, but I also support what he says with regard to prevention. I think all of that you're saying is correct. Take the vitamin D, take the fish oil, stay healthy, and you're less likely to get a pneumonia, because the key element of getting pneumonias or coronavirus is the immunity system. So as long as your immunity system, even if you're 60, 70s, or you're young and you're in good shape, you take your vitamins, you work out, you stay healthy, that virus is not going to be lethal. Now, so that's number one. Number two, the fact that we don't have a Surgeon General and a public health service is disturbing. And let me get into what happened. Years ago, when we had the Ebola epidemic, I had to sit down with a former friend of mine and ask this individual, who was the former Assistant Surgeon General of the United States, do we have a Surgeon General? The answer was no. Do we have a public health service that can stop the Ebola from coming in? No. I said, will you have a problem if I order General Dempsey and others to send over 3,000 U.S. Army soldiers into Liberia and Sierra Leone? The answer was no. That's what we did, and I thank our military. I thank General Dempsey, who was chief of staff at the time, and our Army and our military officers who created a situation where there was no Ebola really coming into the United States, and they redeployed assets out of Iraq and Afghanistan. This time around, if we have to deploy the military and we don't have public health service, I suggest that President Trump sit down, evaluate what he's got, and understand what he has to do. There's a very talented individual who's the head of the National Institute of Infectious Disease and Allergies, Anthony Fauci. He was my resident. He's talented. He correctly said that we can break the genome, meaning we can have the code of that virus, but it will take us, he correctly said, us a year to have a proper vaccine. We don't have that 1 year, but we do have antibiotics. And the reason why I'm proposing it is you're not going to see the pneumonia on an x-ray. You're not going to spew it out. It becomes what we call in medicine, I'm getting a little technical, primary typical pneumonia. Because I've had it in the past and I traveled all over the world, you don't often see it. Doctors miss it. And they say, no, we don't treat viruses with antibiotics. Well, it mutates very quickly and you can treat it with antibiotics. My point is simple. Do not panic. We have everything in control. Now, President Trump, get your act together, assign somebody in the as a Surgeon General and create a public health service, or appoint the military, the Secretary of Defense, Esper, to mobilize military so that we have a convenient way to control what comes in and out of our country, and at the same time, without getting panicked, go to the various universities and assess how many Chinese or Oriental students we have, not to deport them, just simply to know what's going on.
And to assess them, can I throw this in? Because it's the right thing to do. It's the president's constitutional purview to protect the borders from plagues. I mean, that's even the Declaration of Independence that they, you know, the British weren't letting us do that. And it also looks good for reaching out to China, offering them help. And at the same time, if there is a bigger problem here, then people know that Trump got ahead of it. If he doesn't, they're going to point out, hey, you didn't appoint a new Surgeon General. You've been derelict. You know they're going to attack him on this and then try to derail the economy. I totally agree that this is something the president needs to get out ahead of, not to create a panic, but just to say, hey, just in case there's an issue, this is what we're doing, and we're going to start screening everybody coming in. I mean, I was reading the news yesterday out of Hawaii. They're not even screening people at most airports flying in from China, from the mainland to Hawaii or to Seattle or to L.A. That's insane. I'm not a medical doctor like you. That just sounds insane to me.
Well, it's a problem, but you hit the problem right on the head. And why it even makes the impeachment sound more bizarre is that Schumer, Pelosi have no understanding, not an idea, an iota, of how they're responsible for what's going on in terms of this epidemic, because they're wasting our time, attention, and incredible amounts of money, which we should be putting into the health services, into the National Institute of Health, into the public health services.
And like you said, it's not just the money, it's the focus. Everything is, talk about narcissistic, focusing on Schiff week after week, month after month, babbling the same garbage out. I hear it and I tune out. No one's watching it. It's unwatchable.
It's malignant narcissism. What Post and Lee wanted to say about Trump is what you have about these people. But let's not talk about them. Let's go on to the other issues. You're correct in your approach to the audience. It is not a panic. It is not terrible. It can be dealt with very effectively. It's now time for Trump to appoint a Surgeon General and to mobilize a public health service or mobilize DOD and let them act as a public health service officers. Other than that, there will be no panic. The markets are fine, and we're not in the danger zone. I happen to have had it. There are others who will get it. They won't know exactly what it has to do, but it's very common. And now we have to talk about other matters. So let's talk about Bolton. Why is Bolton a problem? Because he's the epicenter of non-accountability. He has been a liar, deceitful, cowardly, went to Yale. We have William Barr, again, who has done nothing. I've had before him Mueller, who did nothing. I had Comey, who did nothing. So the Boltons of the world underscore how corrupt, cowardly individuals who never want to serve our country, like the Mitt Romneys and others, get to a position of power. They can manipulate a president, or they get themselves involved.
Do you think he's out of the country so that he can't be subpoenaed, but can act like he wants to be, and is just going to let the book cowardly stand for him so he can attack the president?
It's not even relevant to me. I could care if Bolton were alive or dead, because Bolton isn't the person himself that I'm interested in. Is what he's represented over the years. You have the Zalmay Khalilzad. You have the Richard Pearls. You had the Wolfowitzes. You had all these guys who are neocons and said, we got to get a war, and now nobody was held accountable. The Muellers were never held accountable. The Comeys are not held accountable. The Barrs. So I don't care if Bolton flies into the stratosphere. He's not a relevant individual. It's what he represents. Are you going to indict Simon and Schuster? That's what I want to know. I know when I had books, I had to clear it through my lawyers at Warner Books, at Berkeley Putnam. I was at Simon and Schuster, and I found it to be a disaster of a firm.
And you sure as hell weren't talking about secret White House conversations. Dr. Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. Please come back on the War Room today if you can't. Owen's super sick. Or if you can't, come back on my show or that tomorrow, because I know you've got more to say. Paul Joseph Watson's about to take over from England. But again, stevepachinik.com, his new book's out there as well. So thank you so much, and look forward to speaking to you again soon. Glad you got better. All right, thank you. All right, folks, Paul Watson's coming up. I've got five more minutes where I got a few things to say, and then I'm going up in a helicopter in a little while to do a live feed to show folks not as dangerous as they're saying. Then I'm going to be back in studio later. But powerful broadcast today. Great job, crew. Fourth hour coming up. Stay with us.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.